As the Northern Hemisphere emerges from one of its worst flu seasons, Australian authorities are bracing for a similar situation here. Annual flu jabs, which were due to start already, have been delayed as labs reformulate the vaccine to protect against the two latest strains. And the federal government has announced it will inoculate all Indigenous children for free to prevent deaths among the vulnerable population. Medical reporter Sophie Scott has the story.
Each year, five Aboriginal children die from the common flu. It's a sobering statistic that has the new Health Minister, Susan Lee, concerned.
The key objective, I believe, of every federal health minister when it comes to Indigenous health must be closing the gap in life expectancy. And that starts in childhood.
The government has announced it will extend its free flu vaccination program to Indigenous children under five. It comes as authorities brace themselves for a deadly flu season. In the US alone, it's been linked to the deaths of more than 100 children. The minister says she's aware of what could be coming.
Well, the objective is to be prepared, to have the flu vaccine on hand, to vaccinate vulnerable sectors of the population and to make everyone aware that you must take the flu seriously. And if you believe that you are in one of those groups, look after yourself and keep well. And as a nation, we'll wait and see what happens with this year's flu and hope that it isn't as bad as it was in the Northern Hemisphere.
Annual flu shots have been delayed while the vaccine is reformulated to protect against the two latest strains. They're expected to be available later next month. Dr. Ross Andrews, who chairs a government panel on immunisation, says in the Northern Hemisphere, the type A strains of flu have been widespread.
It was a bad year in the Northern Hemisphere, and this year our vaccine's been adjusted to anticipate the circulating influenza that we saw in the last winter in the Northern Hemisphere. There are typically three different strains of influenza virus in a vaccine, and so two of those three have been changed. And so this year we've got the same strain that was that caused the flu pandemic in 2009, and we've had that every year since, but we've also got a new strain of influenza that matches the strain circulating in the Northern Hemisphere last winter. So the vaccine will become available on the 20th of April. There's been a delay to make sure that we've got sufficient supplies, so two suppliers providing vaccine. So from the 20th of April, that vaccine will become available through your GP or your immunisation provider. That's the time to be seeing your doctor.
In the meantime, health experts advise people to practice good hygiene and say they should get a flu shot when the new vaccine becomes available.
Medical reporter Sophie Scott with that report.